Time is running out on community halls in the Peace region, that at least according to a recent regional district report that says at least four of these old barns aren't being used enough and that they're relics of an era gone by. Aaron Kraftchuk is the president of the Montney Community Association just north of Fort St. John, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How busy is the Montney Community Hall these days?
Well, I think that we're doing not too bad. There seems to be a lot of events going on. We've done, in the last couple of years, the summers are pretty much booked with weddings. We do, quarterly dances typically in the spring, New Year's Eve. There's garage sales. Churches meet there. Sometimes the 4-H club meets there. We've done fundraisers for cancer victims. There's a bunch of uses for the hall. We're not as busy as we'd like. We definitely are open to hearing, anybody that in the community that wants to use it, or even from outside of the community. The church that meets there, a lot of the members come from, they don't live in the community.
So what do you think then of the report that was presented before the regional district from consultant David Hewick that says the relevance of buildings like the Montney Community Building has declined and that people are more and more connected electronically, that these have lost their relevance? What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's true in some cases. In the age of social media, nobody knows their neighbors anymore. And nobody thinks that's a good thing. The community hall is a tool to change that. We have to use it. In his report, he says there seems to be a systematic problem. Well, I agree with that. He mentions about how volunteers are getting harder to find. Mm-hmm. But I actually think the systematic problem is the government overstepping their bounds.
How so?
Well, we've had, every time we turn around, we're running into a bunch of hassles. Trying to put on events, and like, for instance, BC liquor laws are ridiculous. They create three times more work for volunteers to run a bar at an event, which is a major source of revenue. Last year, or maybe a year and a half ago, Election BC dictated to us that they'll only pay $100 for us to have an election at the hall, which is another use for the hall to have a voting booth for local rural communities.
For people to cast ballots.
Yeah, we actually had to keep Election BC's damage deposit because they didn't clean the hall up properly. We go to put in a new playground. 30 years ago, it would have been a $15,000 project. A couple guys, maybe a skid steer on the weekend, we would have put together some slides and some swings. But now, because of insurance requirements, everything's got to be safety regulated, and the $15,000 project turns into a 7-year campaign to fundraise $80,000. We have to get a crew from Prince George to come up and build it because it has to be supervised, and it's got to meet all these codes. Which is, you can't even have a potluck anymore without the health authority getting involved. A lot of people don't even think they're legal. And I'm asking, do we really need protection from Grandma's stew?
Now, presumably, all of these rules are set to keep people safe. Do you think that is the entire problem? Or is part of the problem the fact that people just want to go see things that are in Fort St. John, that the community hall is not offering them what they want?
Well, I think that he's definitely right where he says the economy is, with a good economy, people are working crazy up here. It's very busy, and it's hard to find volunteers. People, I think that mobility, the availability, like everybody has got a vehicle or a company truck now, so it is easier to get into town. But I don't think that the community hall, like since I've been involved with it, I've met a whole bunch of people around the community here, and I have a lot of new friends, and you got people that can help you out. You meet different people, and I think that's something that we're missing in our society now. I mean, an interesting point I'd like to make is that there's a government organization called the Agricultural Land Reserve. So when you have a quarter section out in a rural community, you can't just subdivide it and start building a bunch of houses on there because somebody in the government thinks that agricultural land and farming communities are important. The ALR says that it's there to preserve and encourage farming. So I think that there is some changes that are going on, but I don't think that the answer is to just adopt the changes. there's a lot of changes in our society that are happening, and I don't necessarily think they're good.
You,
so I think we need to encourage things like community halls, not get rid of them.
Aaron, you work in Fort St. John, but have chosen to live in the Montney area. What do you think would be lost if the hall was no longer open?
Well, we've got, I think the people will just lose that much more touch with their community.
And why is that important?
Well, I think that it's important to have a community. The building block of a strong country is a strong family, and the community hall is the meeting place for those families. It's as simple as that. I think as people get more disconnected, it's just bad for the country in general.
Now, the peace in general, the governments are looking at the upkeep of the different arenas and the cost associated with that. The regional district says it could cost thousands of dollars a piece to keep these halls going, over $1 million overall. Give me the argument. Why should the regional district be investing money into this instead of something else?
Well, we have to thank the regional district in some respects because they do give us some funding. Well, and the other thing is, I think I've been to a lot of these halls. I have a little DJ company, so I've done a lot of the weddings and stuff. And, you know, there are some that are in disrepair, and I can't speak on behalf of the other community halls because I'm only familiar with the Montney as far as, you know, how many volunteers and what events they put on. But one of the things I'd like to say is that he mentioned how long ago they were built and that they're in need of repair. Well, I'm kind of looking at it from the other side of things. The fact that they've lasted so long and served their purpose is maybe an indication that the building codes are overkill. That's my take on it. These things are lasting for 60 years. They're still in use. And I don't necessarily think that a bunch of things need to be changed.
So, Aaron, what do you think then? I'm going to go back to the report that David Hugo put forward to the regional district. He suggested replacing the wooden structures, these community halls, and creating portable structures.
I mean, I suppose that could be a solution. I don't know if the... I don't know if David Hugo is really in touch with the mindset of the rural community. He has a lot of university degrees and seems to have a good credentials, but I don't know that I never got a call from him to discuss this at all. I think that when we put the word out, because we were running out of volunteers, it was true. I put out a lot of advertising. We have a Facebook page now, so we are getting we're modernizing to try to advertise the events and stuff, but I don't think that, I've kind of lost my train of thought there.
Well, Aaron, will modernization in your own case give you the funds you need for the upkeep for the Montney Community Hall?
Yeah, I mean, we've applied for a small amount of money to update the bathrooms. We're going to put, we're going to try to put in new environmentally sound toilets to reduce water. We've applied for new LED lighting. Our hall is not, it does not seem to be in total disrepair at all. I mean, we're looking for things that we can do to keep it. Of course, we'd like to have a nicer hall. I mean, you know, we could use a bunch of money and make it really nice, but. I don't see that the Montney Hall per se is really in that much disrepair. I don't think it's one of the ones that he was referring to in his report.
Well, Aaron, we'll have to leave it there. Good to talk to you, and good luck with your community hall.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Aaron Krafchuk is president of the Montney Community Association. We reached him by phone in the North Peace. We turn it to you. Are you part of your community hall in your neighborhood? What's its state and what would you like to see happen with it in the future? Let us know. 1-866-340-1932.